Welcome to Open Minds, the weekly sermon podcast from Christ Church Anglican Cathedral in Vancouver, Canada. Reflections provoking thought at the intersection of faith and culture. We live in a culture of displacement, exile, and homelessness. Those are words taken from a book called Beyond Homelessness by my friend Brian Walsh and his colleague Stephen Bauma-Prediger. It was written about 14 years ago, and the words of that book still resonate deeply with me today. And I've had a chance recently to reflect on those words, not least of which because Brian was in town the other week and he forced me to talk to him. And we walked around the streets of Vancouver looking at all of the houses worth far too much money and up at the condo towers around this building. And we had some questions about what it means to call a city like this home. The Lord is my shepherd, leads me beside still waters. The Lord is my shepherd, leads me beside still waters. Even though I walk through the dark night, I will not fear death. You know my troubled voice, and you will lead me, and you will lead me home. Home is a complicated word. I think about it especially today on Mother's Day. A lot of us have complicated relationships with that day. Some of us don't. And when I think about my own mother, when I think about the home that I grew up in, I have a lot of joy and I have a lot of sorrow. But what makes home? I'm not talking about necessarily the home that you grew up in. I'm talking about what is home for you today? What do you think about when you think about home? What do you hear when you listen for home? What do you smell? Who are the people that make home home for you today? What is it to be at home in your community, in your faith, in your church? What is it to be at home in your body? These are all questions that we wrestle with from time to time. What does it mean to truly be at home? I've been thinking a lot about home this week and the ways in which God's people through thousands and thousands of years have come to understand home. I think about our own scriptures and the ways in which God created in the beginning. God created the heavens and the earth and called it home and put human beings in that garden. And they were in relationship to one another and to the plants and the animals, to all of creation. And I think about the ways in which that home was broken. And ever since, we have been on a journey home, looking to find our way of connection to one another, to God, and to the land of which we are a part. I think about the way that in the beginning, the Spirit hovered over the waters, and that we knew that God was there in the hovering of the Spirit over the waters. A little later on in the story, we find God in the cloud on the mountain with Moses. And then the cloud descends on the tabernacle, that tent of meeting where God's people went to find God, to connect with God, and to know that they were home. And a little while later in the story, I think about the temple that Solomon built. I think about that place that people went to find home with God, and now an immovable building, not a tent that went with them in the wilderness. And the story continues. Because in Jesus, we also find that God was pleased to dwell in him who we call the Word made flesh, the one who God called beloved. And somehow in him, we also find home. So where is God's home now? Where is God's home? Well, God left us, and Jesus commissioned a church, God's very own people. And those people were met with the Spirit at Pentecost as a rushing wind came into the room and came with and amongst them and said, "You are my home. And if people want to find home, they might find home with you, because with and amongst you, I am to be found." Home is complicated. And in some ways, the whole story of the Bible is a story of homecoming. We start the story in a garden, and we end in Revelation in a garden city, and in between, there is a whole lot of mess. And so I wonder today, for us, are you home now? Do you know if you'll be able to find that place again? And what will it take for us, for this community here at the cathedral, for this St. Bridget's community, for this body gathered here in this place, to both find and to be home in this world? We live in a culture of displacement, exile, and homelessness. It's not just about whether we have a roof over our heads, but certainly in this day and age and in this city, that is a question. But it's also a spiritual reality. It's an ecological reality. With the climate crisis as it is a reality for all of us. And so I wonder today, where is the Spirit leading us? What is Spirit calling us to be? How is Spirit calling us to be home? And to be home for one another, to be home for those of us who feel far away from home. What will it take for us to be creators of home and to follow God to that place where all of us can truly feel it? The Lord is my shepherd, leads me beside still waters, the Lord is my shepherd, leads me beside still waters. Even though I walk through the dark night, I will not fear death. You know my troubled voice, and you will lead me, and you will lead me home. Thanks for listening to the Open Minds podcast. For more information on the cathedral, its ministries, and how you can get involved, go to www.thecathedral.ca.